This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Sheriff Corey Honey says,
I think the rain coming could be characterized as a double-edged sword. In one respect, the rain, I think, will help with the firefighting effort.
But he says at the same time, the rain could make it difficult to locate more victims from that fire and also could cause mudslides in that vicinity. A judge in San Francisco ruling that migrants who enter the U.S. illegally from Mexico can still request asylum. The district judge yesterday issuing a temporary restraining order barring the Trump administration from refusing asylum claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Thanksgiving a couple of days away, but it's already beginning to look a lot like Christmas at the White House.
Tis the sound of the season. President Trump and First Lady Melania kicking off the holidays as the White House Christmas tree delivered to D.C., the president pointing to the tree and giving it a thumbs up. The tree north of 19 feet from a tree farm in North Carolina.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky reporting. Church officials in New Jersey say names of priests or deacons who are credibly accused of abusing children will be made public next year. A couple months ago, New Jersey's Attorney General set up a task force to investigate how the Catholic Church in that state has been handling sex abuse allegations. At least 3,000 salaried workers at General Motors likely to be laid off, as fewer of them took the automaker up on a buyout than had been hoped. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The Washington Post is reporting Ivanka Trump used a personal email account to send hundreds of messages to fellow White House aides and cabinet officials. Her use of the account reportedly did violate federal records rules, and a spokesman for Ivanka's lawyer says the presidential daughter used the private email before she was told about those rules, and she never sent any classified material through that channel. Some White House officials were reportedly worried, though, that Ivanka's use of a personal email account would be scrutinized, since the president has often slammed Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. Three Democratic senators are turning to a federal court to try to block new Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, President Trump installing Whitaker, after firing Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The lawsuit notes that Whitaker has not been confirmed by the Senate. It was filed by Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal, Rhode Island's Sheldon Whitehouse, and Hawaii's Mazie Hirono. They claim the appointment illegally bypasses Senate scrutiny. And CNN says the White House is fully restored journalist Jim Acosta's media credentials after an earlier White House threat to revoke the credential at month's end when a temporary restraining order expired, a federal judge having ordered the White House to at least temporarily restore Acosta's credential last week. And for you, USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop. Now,
6 minutes after the top of the hour, and just like that, we're back with you. Good to have you along with us. Steve Cortez joins us, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Mr. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey, great to have you here, Steve. You know, what comes to mind here in light of Donald Trump, and again, the interview one-on-one with Steve Chris Wallace over the weekend, and Trump gave himself an A+. I think Wallace is about ready to faint over it. But look, what I'm concerned about is we're losing time here and a golden opportunity with a true chief executive officer in the Oval Office. He's done outstanding work on behalf of the people, and because of the angst, because he didn't come from the normal ranks, and, you know, it's the typical stuff, Steve. If you're not allowed by the establishment to come in and control the reindeer game, boy, they're not happy with this.
Right. No, listen, but you know who is happy? The American people. And let me be clear what I mean by that. I'm not saying that Trump has great approval numbers, because I'll be honest, he doesn't, okay? But what matters to me more is their approval of their lives and of the economy and of the way the country is headed. And on all of those measures, we're either at or near records. So things like consumer confidence, small business optimism, economic growth, wages, all of this accelerating massively. Now, has that all translated into a high approval rating? It has not, and I would argue has not yet. Mm-hmm. And I think partly for the reasons you cited, the media narrative is incessant. It's incredibly negative, incredibly biased. And quite frankly, even from supposedly friendly sources, you know, listen, if you watch some of Fox News, which I will say generally I think is pretty fair to the president, but you watch Shepard Smith's show, for example, every day, and it is an hour of Trump bashing day. So I think he is fighting a consistent and persistent narrative that maligns his accomplishments constantly. And I think he's slowly making progress. But you're right. This man was sent to Washington not to tinker around the edges, but to smash a crony insider system that existed for its own benefit to the detriment of working class Americans. He's doing that. But the upheaval has been anything but pleasant for a lot of people, particularly within that system. And the media certainly fits that description.
Well, we maintained all along, Steve, that anybody who did come in and turn things upside down, it was going to upset, the common core, because look at, they've made a lot of money based on the incompetence of the government. They love the fact that it's $21 trillion. In fact, they'd be elated if it was $30 trillion, because if it was $30 trillion, that would mean they'd be ripping the taxpayers off even that much more. Now you have Donald Trump, who comes in with a sense of conscience, and all this emotion is revved up, but I believe it's misdirected, it's misguided because of the narrative and the control by the mainstream media. I think Donald Trump has every right right to call it fake news. And the reason it's resonating with Main Street America is because that's what it's translated to. I don't know what else to call it. I mean, if you're lying about the news, if you're lying about the elections, if you're lying about collusion, and on, and we find out, you know, that's what they do. And more predominantly, Steve, and I hate to be this partisan about it, but, you know, all the election, you know, finagling and everything like that, I didn't hear anything coming from the Republicans. I only heard it coming from the Democrats.
Right.
Ballots that were found suddenly in rental cars, in the trunks of rental cars and glove compartments, were coming out of, you know, Democrat operatives, not one Republican operative that I'm aware of. So is there something consistent here that we need to be aware of?
You know, yeah, I think unfortunately, and you know, to that election point, yeah, listen, you're right. I live in Chicago, a place which is unfortunately legendary for that kind of nonsense with elections. And yeah, somehow we don't seem to find a bunch of right-wing ballots in Wyoming that suddenly show up for conservatives, do we? It seems like it happens in corrupt, you know, one-party places like Chicago, Philadelphia, South Florida, unfortunately, your neck of the woods. You know, but I think also to that greater point of Trump, because, you know, I really think that you're very much onto something there. The fact that he upset what is a great system for Washington, D.C., they really can't get over that. And think about this. That's not just my opinion. Look at the five richest counties in America by income. All of them are in the Washington, D.C. metro area. I think that's astounding. It's not Silicon Valley, not South Florida, places that are doing, you know, amazing economic things for the country. It's not because Washington, D.C. works harder or because they're curing cancer or they're coming up with, you know, the next new technology. It's because Washington has become a siphon that really sucks the prosperity from the rest of the country and does so very successfully, unfortunately, and has made the Washington metro area literally rich. Well, Trump came in, you know, again, to smash that system. And because he's done so far pretty successfully, they revolted against him with everything they have, whether it's political power, whether it's media narrative, and they haven't stopped coming at him. And I give him so much credit, this man, the amount of abuse and vitriol that he can withstand, and he doesn't seem to lose heart, and he doesn't seem to lose purpose. It's really amazing. I mean, he truly was, you know, the man for this mission.
Right. Well, I've maintained he has given the Democrats, I mean, the Republicans, I should say, like Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and others, a backbone. They're starting to stand up taller now, which is great. And I'd say those that align themselves with Trump, that aren't afraid to wear a MAGA hat, that it's okay. Hey, you want to beat me up in a bar? You want to throw a drink in my face? It's okay, because sooner or later, you're going to figure it out that we were blessed with probably one of the best presidents that we could have had in the modern era, who basically single-handedly took on this government by himself with little help from those of you that have been enslaved and been bombarded with regulations. And you got somebody who comes in, and just because at times he's a little indelicate, which look at. You know, the way I look at it, this government, with all its regulations, the stranglehold it's had on we the people, has been more than indelicate, Steve. What do you say?
Right. No, listen, I couldn't agree more. I'll tell you, at times, Bill, I'll confess to you, there are times when I'm on, you know, some of these mainstream media panels and it's, you know, 6-on-1 and I'm getting beat up on, and I'm a little tempted to feel sorry for myself at times, right? And then I snap too, and I remember, think of what this president's going through, right? Yeah. I mean, and it's 24/7. For me, it's only when I happen to be on the air. I mean, for him, it's literally his life. And this is a man who could have lived, you know, literally the life of Ryan, right? He could be at Mar-a-Lago at his gorgeous resort, living the life of a billionaire.
With
his gorgeous wife, right? He instead chose to for free enter this fray to save this country. And I don't think I'm being melodramatic when I say that. And I think he wants that to be the last great feat of his life. You know, he's had a life of accomplishment, but he wants the crowning jewel of his life to be literally saving this country from that very crony system that we're talking about, which was quite frankly destroying our prosperity, which was sapping the energy and confidence of this country. And the people revolted against it in 2016. Now, has it been easy? Has it been, you know, not by any means. Listen, I'll be the first to say, I think it was a mixed bag, the 2018 elections, but on balance, I'll be honest, I think a little more bad than good for the president. Not abnormal historically, but, you know, listen, I wasn't thrilled on November 7th with what happened on November 6th. But, again, we shouldn't expect that this is going to be an easy glide path.
That's right.
We're fighting decades of corruption and of really, frankly, institutional abuse of the American people. We can't expect that we're going to just undo that easily. And it's been contentious, but there has been been progress every step of the way, and I think there's more to come. I really do. I'm still optimistic.
Well, Steve, like the president who has set his chin like a flint, I mean, he goes straight into the headwinds of this resistance, and you've been doing the same thing in the mainstream media as they've attacked you. The deal is you know, I think for Donald Trump and even for yourself, I mean, a little bit of this is just rope-a-dope. I mean, let them punch themselves out. We've got more from Steve Cortez after this. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Back with America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation continues with CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative, Steve Cortez. Steve, you said that, you know, as we were wrapping things up in that first segment, that this is what you're picking up, this sentiment, this perspective, this worldview that is out there in the mainstream media.
You know, and listen, I think you mentioned the previous segment, Bill, and this is very important, the real intellectual bankruptcy of the, quote, resistance, right, of the opposition to Trump. They know they hate Trump, but they don't know much else. And I find it fascinating that, particularly now that in the Democratic House, they have the levers of power, right? They have some actual decision-making authority. What are they going to do with it? Well, so far, other than Trump resistance, which, you know, really is somewhat foolish as a governing principle. But other than that, the only thing I hear from them, particularly in mainstream media, is to constantly call us racist.
Right.
All of us, you know, the president himself, and they, at first they called him a racist without any evidence, you know, totally illogical slur against him. But it's even broadened now where they call all of us racist. And and I'm talking about people like on my network on CNN, Anna Navarro. I was on TV with her while she called the president, quote, a racist pig. Kirsten Powers on Don Lemon's show last week said everyone who voted for Trump is racist. And she specifically gave it to white women and really shamed them and said, you know, the reason you did this is even if you don't know you're racist, you are. Donnie Deutsch on MSNBC, I don't want to just pick on CNN people, Donnie Deutsch on CNBC said that Trump voters are akin to Nazis. Joe Scarborough says similar things very regularly on his show. So we're seeing this, and what I really think is going on there is because they don't want to talk policy, because they don't have an intellectual debate, okay, let's actually talk policy. And even if Trump offends you, and fine, I get that. And, you know, as you mentioned, he's indelicate, you know, clearly. And there are times when I wish he would be more delicate. But instead of talking about policy and principle, what they have to offer us is this very lazy default of just call them racist, and it's a way to marginalize them, and it's a way to silence them. It's a way to silence the moderate.
You're invalidating people right off the bat.
Right, right. Yeah. And the irony is they constantly lecture us, don't demonize people, and then what do? They turn right around and demonize 60-plus million people who voted for Trump and say they only did so because of racism. And you know, of course, number one, it's not true. But number two, it's totally corrosive to our country, to our society. You know, we're a divided country already. We don't need that kind of rhetoric. Like, let's talk about issues. Let's talk about policy. And by the way, and I say this often, if he is a racist, he's the worst racist ever because all he's done is make life better for minorities
exactly.
in America.
Yeah, he read the wrong definition. Steve, I think you might be able to relate to this, you know, being Hispanic as I am and not looking like the typical Hispanic. This is what I got out of the conversation with Robin Roberts and Michelle Obama, who over the weekend, I guess in one day, sold over 750 books. But one of the things that stuck out for me right away was her contrition or her relating about what happened in her neighborhood as she was growing up, that, you know, that the neighbors said, hey, you don't speak like us. You know, you don't speak like the rest of us. And that she said she had to be on her guard for that and realizing that, you know, she had intellectual ambitions and wanted to make more of her life. Said that if she didn't, you know, line up with the rest of the neighborhood, then she'd get her butt kicked. In so many ways.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Now, you and I, growing up in Hispanic communities, I know with me, I ran into similar deals. And the thing is, the point is, people would call that racism. And she suggested it was racism. But I was going, Robin, ask her where that came from. It came from her fellow blacks. It didn't come from white people. It came from her own neighbors, just like you and I. When we get, you know, when we get attacked and accused of certain things by our brother Hispanics, it's our brother Hispanics. It's not other people because they say, hey, wait a minute, you're too in. What are you doing being on radio? What are you doing talking like that? You know, and you know what? You're Weddle. You're not as dark as the rest of us. So somehow I'm invalidated and I'm set aside in certain parts of the Hispanic culture. And like when we talk about immigration, what are you doing having an opinion like that? You're supposed to be like the rest of us, grabbing our crotch and holding on to the to the Mexican flag. Go. I don't, you know, I'm not there with you. I cannot connect the dots. And because I don't think and I don't speak like them, then they're being racist toward me. But we can't talk about that. How come?
Right. No, and listen, I think you're totally right. And to me, what could be more prejudiced than to presuppose that because of somebody's color or ethnicity that they need to think a certain way, right? I mean, why do those have to be connected? Do my pigment, you know, or for that matter, we're talking gender, do my private parts, do they determine how I think, how my brain, you know, operates? Or, you know, that's absurd, and that's, to me, really almost the definition of prejudice, right?
Exactly.
To say that something external about you needs to define what is internal. And to me, the internal, by the way, is more important. It's all important, but the internal is the most important. You know, mind, body, soul. I mean, I think mind and soul are way more important than body. They're all important, but body or mind and soul are more important. And it really, to me, it reduces people. I think that's what, unfortunately, the Democratic Party has done. Mm-hmm. It has reduced people to categories where they want them to fit based on skin color, based on gender, based on ethnicity. And it's a shame because, listen, all of those things are real, but we're all Americans first. Well, I mean, when it comes to politics, we are primarily, like, I'm an American before I'm Hispanic. You know, absolutely.
Exactly.
You know, and thank goodness for America, by the way, which as a nation has never been about bloodlines, right? Mm-hmm. We've been about ideals, about our constitution, about our shared history. That's why I'm proud to say I'm an American nationalist, and I don't view that in any way as being racist. As a matter of fact, I think it's the antithesis of racism, and people try like crazy lately when, you know, when the president said that when he was campaigning that he's a nationalist, they tried to somehow connect that to ethno-fascism Nazis or, you know, or Benito Mussolini or Imperial Japan, and that was the opposite. That was based on bloodlines and purity. Ours is the opposite of that. We don't care if you're purple. I don't care what color you are. But if you are born here, if you share in the American ideal, if you love our Constitution, if you love our flag, you're an American. And we don't care what you look like, and we don't care if your name is Martin or Martinez.
Right.
It's irrelevant to us.
Exactly.
So that's the opposite of racism. That's, to me, healthy American nationalism.
If you got the goods and you can contribute to the marketplace, just like any NFL football team or any professional enterprise, you got it. You're showing up on Sunday. You're leaving it all out in the field. Guess what? You know, you're on the team. I don't care if pink, blue, purple, whatever. If you can put the ball in the basket, hey, you're number one. You know, we're going to the championship together, and we're going to wear the big ring, and we're going to be happy for all our accomplishments. And that's what this should be about, because, you know, professional enterprises couldn't even stand. They couldn't stand in the locker room to have this kind of divisiveness, to have this spirit of invalidation. Because, Steve, you know, the fact of the matter is you and I have learned over the years, not any one of us has all the goods. And sometimes we're surprised when we run into that one person that has that missing puzzle piece that you need in your life. And God, I believe God in his humor, gives it to the people that we least suspect and we most have animus toward. But are we going to have the patience? Are we going to have the grace to receive what that person has? And what is that for you, Steve, for that missing puzzle piece to come into your life to make you a better Steve? What is the value of that?
Right. You know, to that point, too, and I point this out a lot to folks, I often get criticized by people on the left, you know, who know that I'm a practicing Christian. And how do you support Trump with some of the things he says that are obviously rough and, you know, some of his life experiences, which are frankly not, you know, saintly, right? And I say, yeah, God uses really imperfect vessels. I'm certainly one of them. Trump is one of them, right? Clearly.
Right.
But ironically, he used this man who outwardly didn't live a life that was, you know, pious. Yet what he's done for religious liberty in this country, for example, what he's done for the pro-life cause, right, has really been incredible. And I think, by the way, too, I think his own heart has been changed through the process. So I think he's a changed man, number one, and that's important. But even if he weren't a changed man, you know, to your point, you know, God uses people we least suspect. And I think for our society, that's true for us as individuals. I think true for us as a society. And I think that we as Americans, as Christians, we cannot view people as skin deep, right?
Exactly.
I mean, again, that's part of who they are, of course, but it is not the core of who they are. And their mind is free to think and to reason and to believe. And I think far too many leftists don't want to acknowledge that part of the human, the most important part of the human spirit and the human person, and instead want to focus only on the externalities because, unfortunately, those are easy to exploit, quite frankly.
Right. Well, to your point, Steve, if that was the case, Barack Obama would have healed the racial divide in this country. Think about it for just a moment.
Right.
I mean, that's something to ponder on, and we'll leave everybody with that thought, if that's okay. Steve Cortez, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Steve, thank you so much, as always. Appreciate the time, buddy.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. It's that time of year when we hear a great deal about getting a flu shot. Have you never had a flu shot? This should be the year you get one. Here's your veteran's tip of the day.
The VA reports that if more vets got a flu shot, 10,000 lives could be spared. As we get older, we have less and less ability to fight the flu. Check with your local pharmacy to get a free flu shot. The life you save may be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
ShopKohl.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. ShopKohl.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
79 people killed now by the Camp Fire in Northern California. Some good news and some bad news at the same time. Very heavy rain is headed for that area. The Butte County Sheriff, Corey Honey, says...
I think the rain coming could be characterized as a double-edged sword. In one respect, the rain, I think, will help with the firefighting effort.
But he says at the same time, the rain could make it difficult to locate more victims from that fire and also could cause mudslides in that vicinity. A judge in San Francisco ruling that migrants who enter the U.S. illegally from Mexico can still request asylum. The district judge yesterday issuing a temporary restraining order barring the Trump administration from refusing asylum claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for loving me. It don't even matter what tomorrow brings. Well, I will sing my thank you for sunny rain.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Goodness, I will always say
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of the show and sharing a part of your day with you. Good. Jeff Kemp is back with us, quarterback in the NFL for 11 years, playing for the Rams, the Niners, the Seahawks, and the Eagles. He and his father, Jack Kemp, were the first father-son quarterbacks in NFL history. Jeff, I got to imagine, you know, when you think back on your life and times in the NFL, your dad, all that he contributed, not only in professional sports, but as a servant leader, the traditions of your family, and you're introduced with the Kemp last name, and I know your brother the same way, and the fact that you guys are working together, this just has to be real special for you.
Well, you know what? Having your dad play football and then you getting to play football is fun. We had a lot in common because of that, but then realizing, you know, the NFL is a great heritage. Mm-hmm. And dad having used that platform to serve more than just his interests, running for Congress, championing growth and free enterprise for America, especially for inner cities. He worked with a lot of his African-American teammates through the years, helping them get their businesses started and work through some of the challenges and become leaders, learn how to run for office. He was president of the Players Association and merged the AFL and the NFL Players Association. Wow. He wasn't afraid of unions and their purpose, but he definitely wasn't for a socialistic approach to America.
Right.
So, yes, it's awesome to know that I walk in the steps of a man who lived his life to make life better for others.
Mm-hmm. For all that he did in the NFL and in serving the people,
What would he say right now in terms of the NFL and how its brand has been challenged by maybe getting involved in things outside of the lines of play?
Dad had a bleeding heart and wanted opportunity for people who hadn't gotten it. He was conscious of America's history of slavery and prejudice, discrimination. He would like to see greater leadership from minorities that said, let's be responsible and not just look for government to fix our problems.
Right.
And sometimes that leadership isn't the most visible leadership.
But Jeff, don't you say though in sports and professional sports, I've maintained this, is that when you're on a professional team or any kind of team, even when I was in high school or little league for that example, we didn't look to skin color. We just hey, could you play third base? Can you get the ball to throw the guy out?
That was always Dad's point. The huddle was the great equalizer. You got in the huddle, you didn't say, where'd you come from? How much money did your dad have? What race are you? What religion are you? It was, hey, can you block this guy? And can you get open and catch the ball? And in that sense, it helped him understand and see all people as equal, made in God's image. Mm-hmm. It's really, human
but
pride.
My point to say that. My point to say that, Jeff, is because you've grown up with that heritage, and I got a taste of it playing in sports most of my life as well, and I'm saying, why can't that translate the opposite as opposed to, it seems like we've convoluted it. We could learn so much from the NFL, from team play. Coach Bill McCartney with the Colorado, with
Buffaloes,
and what he did in terms of team building about being shoulder to shoulder and back to back. I mean, I've heard his introduction and, to his players the first time they would come and be a part of the team there. And boy, I'll tell you, by the time he finished, prejudice was out the door. It's just like you said, can you catch the ball? Can you score the points? And you think, gosh, if we can embrace what has happened there on the field of play, why can't that translate into our culture? But yet we'll come together every weekend, several times over the weekends and even during the week, and celebrate our teams. And that's what they do on the field. I mean, the quarterback's not going to sit there and go, oh, there's a black guy out there. I'm not going to throw the ball to him. Oh, where's the white guy? Let me go find him, right?
Right. Well, it's a political era where politics and Twitter-length news are very much label-oriented, and extreme things get blown out of proportion, and the people on either side react to the extreme comment of the other side, not even dialoguing with that person. So we're all reacting to exaggerated positions.
Exactly.
In this modern media era. Senator James Lankford gave an award on behalf of the Jack Kemp Foundation last year to Senator Tim Scott, African-American senator from South Carolina. Lankford and he are buddies, real close buddies. Lankford's from Oklahoma. And Lankford laid out something interesting that he does personally that I think would help all of us. He calls it the dinner table principle. He invites people from different backgrounds to dinner.
Yeah.
And they get to know each other's story. Tell me about your grandparents. Where'd you come from? What'd your family go through? What are your interests? Over the dinner table, we find out people's backstory, and pretty soon we have so much more in common.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about America today is you will find integration in schools, universities, jobs, careers, far more than in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But there isn't really kind of ideological integration, because we see blacks kind of lumped into the Democratic Party, and obviously whites are split, but the Trump crowd in the Republican Party, and people kind of dividing and keeping with their crew ideologically.
You know what?
We need to sit down with people at lunch, at breakfast, have them to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for our kids to get to know folks from other backgrounds. So I love the dinner
table.
It's
a great example.
And also, I articulate the dinner table principle. If you had someone to dinner and you were debating an issue, you wouldn't call them a name. You wouldn't point at your finger at them. You might disagree, but there'd be a certain modicum of respect. What if we could keep that same principle in our Facebook and Twitter feeds and news articles and comments on radio and TV?
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, if you take the time to understand somebody's worldview,
why they have the perspective they do. It really broadens the appreciation for the miracle that is before you at your dinner table. I know that for Tim Scott really blessed a lot of people because he and Trey Gowdy wrote a book along the same line of what he and and Langford enjoyed. And these are great examples that we can pick up from other people. I often say, if you want to be successful, go and see what other successful people are doing. And this is a case in point. It's a great example. I'm glad you shared that story.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, real quick.
Langford's a good man, so is Scott.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we got a couple of minutes left here, and in Facing the Blitz, your ongoing series here, you asked a poignant question that's going to stop a lot of men in their tracks, and that is, would you be married to me? You know, would you be married to yourself?
Would you want to be married to someone who behaved the way you do? Yeah. I sent that video out this past week, and one of my friends, when he saw the question, the headline in the top of the email, it said, would I want to be married to me? He said, no, I wouldn't want to be married to me. Man, I'm lucky I'm married to my wife. But the point, that's not the point. The point is, if you put yourself in the shoes of your spouse, ask yourself, what is marriage like for them? Are they getting paid attention to? Are they having some courtesy? Are they being prioritized? Do they get the conversation and the affection and assistance and help and consideration that they deserve? In other words, are you really serving and loving and meeting the needs of your spouse to make the marriage great for them? And if we focus on the other, then we're going to have the best version of our spouse coming back to us.
Exactly.
So that's the question that that helps you act like an investor and a giver in the relationship rather than a consumer and a taker.
The fact of the matter is, as you and I have discussed this before, Jeff, our spouses are a reflection of us. So when we complain about our spouse not doing something, it's that old, you know, one finger going forward, three coming back. You're not fooling anybody. I mean, this is of your own responsibility. The wife you have is the very wife you created, is it not? Jeff, how can people be in touch with you?
They can get that resource, Facing Your Blitz, by signing up for it. It's at facingtheblitz.com. And then my speaking website is jeffkempteam.com. So there's two, jeffkempteam.com for my speaking and coaching executives and Christian ministry to men. And then facingtheblitz.com for the book and the Bible study and the devotion.
Jeff Kemp, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy. Take care. You got it.
Yeah, we have much to be thankful for.
Amen.
To you.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free price information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify, testify. If you believe.
Oh, so much to be thankful for, huh? As we head into Thanksgiving, as it quickly comes upon us, and of course, right after that, Black Friday, just like that. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Yes, the good news girl, Samantha Mao, is with us. For all the information on Sam, go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. If you have a suggestion for a viral video to be featured on her segment, reach out to her. You can get a hold of her, Sam, at your email. What is your email?
It's samscorner.bml@gmail.com.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you. So everything's all set, ready to go. We got family coming, turkeys in the oven, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, we've got all the good food. And, you know, I'm heading down a couple hours south, and a lot of my family always gets together down in Wilmington, North Carolina, and it's a blast. It's kind of a potluck, and it's all the best food of the year. People try not to eat for a few days beforehand because we plan on eating so much. It's just, you got to wear stretchy pants.
I was going to say, you wear the expando pants there for the holiday just in time. That's awesome. Well, speaking of which, your first story here that you're leading with is a man who hosts a free Thanksgiving dinner for all who RSVP. It's his 33rd year, Sam?
Now, if you're looking for a good, you know, heartwarming story that just kind of inspires you to get out there and do something yourself, this is the story for you.
Mm-hmm.
Scott McCauley has been doing it, like you said, since 1985. You know, so 33 years ago, this was going to be his first Thanksgiving where he was alone. His parents had just gotten a divorce, and, you know, nobody was talking to anybody, and he's just picturing himself sitting in front of the TV eating a frozen turkey, and he said, I hate to eat alone. Mm-hmm. And I just thought there must be other people out there like me who are feeling lonely and they don't want to be alone. You know, holidays can feel especially lonely if you don't have a place to be. And he decided, you know what, I'm going to do something, and I'm just going to do something crazy. I'm going to put an ad in a newspaper and offer for 12 people to come. I think that's a manageable amount. And, you know, 12 people who are in my situation, they can reach out to me, and I'll, You know, I'll provide the whole Thanksgiving meal. Well,
very cool.
33 years later, he's had, you know, there's 60 to 100 people that come every year. And he said anybody who wants to come, he takes out an ad and he puts his phone number in. Anybody who wants to come is welcome. And, I mean, the different stories that he had, you know, one year he had a lady who had been in a nursing home, and she hadn't left there for 7 years. She paid an ambulance $200 to drive her to this Thanksgiving meal. And, you know, she got all decked out and, you know, she cried at the end of the meal. And it's things like that that you just realize how important something like this is to people. I mean, he decorates, he puts Christmas, or not Christmas, I'm sorry, he puts curtains up and he puts, you know, cloth napkins on the tables and candles, and he just provides everything. And it's just, I just love the story. And I love that he took action to help people when he was in a difficult situation. And it's just, you know, been rewarding all the way around. And he's made new friends and many memories. And
I was going to say, imagine the stories. You imagine the stories around that table and everything, and new friends that are made by bringing them together. It just reminds me, we just were talking with Jeff Kemp, you know, former NFL quarterback, and he was talking about James Langford. What he does is he makes a point of having dinner with, you know, with somebody different, you know, and just reaching out to meet with somebody and have dinner. I mean, it's something real special when you can sit down and have, you know, and break bread, as they say, with someone. In this particular case, it was, you know, for the Congress, for the senator, it's where he would reach out to a black American and have them, you know, and have dinner with them and that. I mean, it's really, you know, I think that's quite an example. And of course, what this gentleman's been doing for 33 years, what a, you know, wow. I mean, what a great story, Sam.
And, you know, I'm sure that he's formed bonds that have lasted a lifetime. And, you know, those parents that had gotten divorced whenever whenever this first kind of, like, left him alone because nobody was talking, years later ended up, like, you know, his mom had been diagnosed with breast cancer and she was dying. And his mom and dad both came to that Thanksgiving dinner that he hosted every year and were sitting on the couch holding hands.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it's just amazing how food and special occasions can really provide an opportunity for people to come together.
You see, it doesn't all have to turn into a food fight, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's going to be a little shocking with some of your kids, you know, coming back from college and having been, you know, indoctrinated. So you might have to have a little conversation with them. What a special time when you think about somebody like this and, you know, people who've had a rough patch and, you know, reach out and RSVP. And there it is, you know, 33 years. Well, congratulations. That's awesome. Tell us this next story. You got a blind runner who finds love with a woman who volunteered to train him for a marathon. Aha, little sleight of hand here, huh? Teach me how to run a marathon, and you know, we'll find love in the process. Boy, that's a great pickup line, huh?
Well, you know, you have to give a lot of credit to a person who not only runs marathons, but they do it. They're training to do it while they're blind. I mean, what an amazing guy. So Anthony Butler, he was injured in a shooting when he was 20 years old and lost his sight. And he never, you know, he went through like a deep depression and didn't, you know, he'd been a former basketball player and he was staying inside all the time. And he just, you know, he was gaining weight and he was getting depressed and he didn't ever know if he would ever find somebody. And he's like, you know what? I have to get out of the house. I have to do something. And there's a foundation called Achilles International that was referred to him. And it helps like all different people who are runners with all different kinds of disabilities. It pairs them with partners who can help them. And he decided he was going to do this and he met Jesse Ricks. And this was 2.5 years ago. And I guess when you're training for a marathon, you know, it's about 12 hours a week and you're really getting to know your partner. You're
exactly.
Not only
right.
Counting on them to lead you. Yeah. If they lose their job, if they break up, if they have a hard day, you're, you know, becoming a person they can fight in.
Exactly.
And they fell in love. I mean, and Jesse has been looking for something to help her with her loneliness too. And it just, you know, I think these stories today are about taking chances.
That's right. Yeah.
Yourself out there.
Well, who would have thought this organization, Achilles, you know, would bring a marathoner and somebody also in need for, you know, some friendship, you know, together. So here it is. All kinds of ways to, you know, be matched up, right?
That's right.
Good deal.
You know, I love that story.
Yeah, that's very sweet. This next story, and I'd heard about this hero nurse who drove through California, through the California fire to save lives. He's going to receive a new truck from Toyota, huh?
That's right. And his name is Alan Pierce, and he manages ICU at a hospital there in Paradise, uh-huh. California. And, of course, you know what's been going on there with the fires, you know, the deadliest fires, I think, on record. And it's just, it's terrible. But
Paradise is all but gone, Sam, isn't it? I mean, it just got totally devastated.
It's insane. And yeah. There's actually pictures that he has from, so what he was doing, this nurse, Alan Pierce, he was trying to transport patients to safety. So he was driving through the fire to get back to people to make sure they were rescued from this hospital. Mm-hmm. And by the time he went back twice, and by the time he's going back the last time, there was flames that were actually like up against his window. He put his coat up against the window trying to block himself from the heat, and he thought, this is it, it's over. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like leaving a message to his family, and out of nowhere a bulldozer comes through and gives him space to go, and they make it out alive. Well, this Toyota truck that he was driving, you know, he ends up posting a picture of it. He loves this truck so much. He actually had his own Instagram account for this truck.
Right.
And he wanted to show how his Tundra made it through the flames. It looks like a toasted marshmallow. It's a white truck, and it's just crazy.
Exactly. Wow. Unbelievable.
And, can you believe I can't believe the heroes that step up when it's needed most.
And by the grace of God, I mean, why that car, you know, that truck didn't caught on fire, and yeah, there's gasoline in there. It's flammable, is it not?
Oh, my gosh. And I mean, this fire, if you look at the picture, this fire is right up against, I mean, you can see where he took a picture of the fire itself happening. Oh. And then you can see a picture of the truck, and it was all around. He was engulfed. And
leave it to these selfie addicts, right? I mean, the guys who got about ready to get cooked alive. Oh, let me do a selfie here. One last selfie here. Document me and my truck.
I thought about that. You know, I was like, if I was in a fire in a car, I don't know that I would take the time to take a picture. I wouldn't be that, you know, that aware. But, you know, he got those people the safety, and Toyota wanted to reward him and gave him another truck and thanked him for what he did. And
that's awesome.
It was a team effort. It wasn't just him by himself. You know, he has...
There's got a bulldozer. He's got a bulldozer to thank too. Oh yeah, by the way.
I know.
Well, congratulations and a big thank you to Toyota for that. Let's talk about, speaking of people losing everything in a fire. You got a volleyball team that lost everything in a fire. But hey, look at the match must go on, right?
That's right. Paradise Advantage Academy volleyball team still wanted to play in the semifinal championship. And the team that was, you know, they had lost everything. They had lost all their equipment. The team they were playing, Forest Lake Christian High School, was waiting for them with brand new uniforms and equipment and over $16,000 worth of clothes and food.
Wow.
To give them at the championship or at the semifinal. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, that's the definition of sportsmanship. That's, you know, that's how you want to. That's how you want to be when you're with teams.
Exactly.
You're all together.
Well, Sam, you've got a great story here. And, of course, there's others, too, that will be at Sam's Corner. I'm just going to give the title of it. A single mom of three wins a Powerball jackpot, shares her wealth with wounded vets. Go to Sam's Corner for all the details. Thanks, Sam.
Parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span, but they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's rightsocial.net.
Rightsocial.net.